Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnin M. Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, scaling और mobility पर सहयोग का एक blueprint तैयार किया गया है। हमने अपनी teams को एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी bilateral free trade agreement को FTA को इस वर्ष के अंत तक संपन्न करने का निर्देश दिया है।
In her remarks, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values. In a significant step towards modernizing governance and improving public infrastructure in Nagaland, Minister for Public Works Department, PWD, RNB, G. Kaito IA officially launched the Online Management and Information System, OMIS, portal at the Civil Secretariat Conference Hall in Kohima yesterday. Speaking at the event, Minister IA highlighted that the launch of the OMIS platform is a momentous leap in the state's unwavering commitment to transparency, modern governance and excellence in public infrastructure development. The minister expressed that the OMIS portal would bolster Nagaland's position as a proactive participant in India's ongoing digital transformation journey. The Department of Health and Family Welfare has clarified the ongoing land issue between the town sub-centre and GMS Midland in Dimapur, ensuring transparency in the establishment and utilisation of health centres in the region. In a clarification issued yesterday, Principal Director, Health Department, Dr. E. Motsutang Paton, explained that before establishment of any health centres, the department secures a no-encumbrance certificate from the village council and district administration. This step is crucial to confirm that the land is free of any legal impediments, he added. Dr. Paton said the land for the health centres has been generously provided by the village authority, reflecting the community's support and commitment to enhancing healthcare infrastructure. He stated that in 2010 to 2011, the department invested in the construction of 3 rooms to create functional healthcare space, and currently the sub-centre is utilising 2 out of the 3 rooms, with 1 room temporarily assigned to the school authority. Dr. Paton further said that in light of the ongoing issue, all staff will be temporarily relocated to the CMO Dimapur office to minimize disruption to healthcare services. He said that the department is actively working to find a suitable and permanent resolution to the matter. Dr. Paton reiterated the health department's dedication to collaborating with all stakeholders to resolve the issue in an amicable and transparent manner. Chairperson of Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, NSHRC, Justice Song Khuptung Serto and team yesterday visited the government higher secondary school, Zuniboto, to review the ongoing school building construction. During his interaction, Justice Serto said that a teacher's job, though it may not always be acknowledged, is a noble service and one of the prime contributors to the building, development and growth of everything. He said that if Nagaland wishes to be recognized as a developed state in the future, it must be through education. The NSHRC team also visited District Hospital, Zuniboto District Jail and Police Station. The 4-day Doyang Folk Festival organized by Team Metamorphosis, Woka, in collaboration with the Department of Tourism, concluded yesterday in Woka. Speaking at the event, the Deputy Secretary of the State Tourism Department, T. Lemlil Sangtam, emphasized the importance of preserving cultural heritage. She highlighted the need to pass down folk traditions and ancestral knowledge, noting that folk songs have no written records.
It is important and crucial to hand down the knowledge of folk traditions, the folk knowledge that we inherit from our parents, from our forefathers up till now. We say folk because folk traditions doesn't have written records. It is handed down from generation to generation.
The Deputy Secretary further congratulated the organizers and expressed hope for continued collaboration in the future. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.